Los pros saben que hay que estar en la obra para que los proyectos salgan bien, a tiempo y dentro del presupuesto. Por eso Lowe's te ayuda con cantidades grandes y servicio de entrega a la obra para que no decaiga el trabajo. Para ahorrar más, compra al por mayor y ahorra hasta un 15% en paneles de yeso, accesorios para paneles de yeso y tableros de respaldo selectos. Y hasta un 30% en aislantes de fibra de vidrio selectos. Hazlo bien, hazlo por menos. Empieza con Lowe's. La selección varía según la región. Se requiere compra mínima. Detalles en la tienda. Solo en Estados Unidos.
Dave's on the phone. Speaking of neighborhoods, Chip is director of marketing, Hartford Business Improvement District. Some of the indoor assets that people can enjoy when it's cold outside. Chip, welcome back.
Hello
how are
there,
you?
Chip. How are you?
All right. How are you guys? Perfect day to talk about being inside.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. So whether it's cold or wet or 100 degrees, what can people do inside in Hartford?
You know, everybody knows the big ones, right? The Mark Twain House, mm-hmm. the Stowe Center, the Wadsworth. But there's some hidden gems indoors, especially yeah. if you're a movie buff or a history nerd like me,
okay.
or you enjoy art. You know, the old State House has an amazing display
sure
of oddities in their basement,
sure
including
does.
A two-headed calf. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Two-headed calf.
Yep. There's the Museum of Connecticut History inside the Connecticut State Library that houses one of the most massive display of early Colt firearms you could ever see. There, you could take a tour of the State Capitol building, and with our new legislature in office, you might want to do that anyway.
You can yell at a various legislator when you're there. No, I'm just kidding.
You might get thrown out for that.
Yeah.
So that's, yell at your own risk.
The Capitol Police might say, let's walk this way.
Come on, walk this way, please.
Yeah.
There's the Connecticut Historical Society, of course, which has a huge walkable museum. There's also the Hartford History Center inside the Hartford Public Library. And the Hartford Public Library does a lot of programming as well. They have music, they have art, they have all sorts of stuff going on. There's the Charterville Cultural Center, which has performances and films that you can go and see. And then, of course, let's not forget Real Art Ways and Cine Studio. If you're looking for great independent films, it's award season, right? You want to go see all these great films.
Mm-hmm.
that are nominated for all these awards. Most of them are playing here at Hartford over the next couple months.
You know, Chip, I got to tell you something. Ever since we've met you, okay, and you've been on the program with the two of us, that you have really got the magic touch to sell Hartford. This is the part. No, I'm serious. I am very serious. This is the kind of stuff that we've got to get to the people. Because Hartford is coming back. There's no question in my mind.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I love this city, and I look at all of the assets that we have here, all the art and the culture and the history. For such a small little city of only 125,000 full-time residents, it's amazing to me, you know, coming from a big city like Philadelphia to Hartford and then seeing all that there is to do here. I think we're a little spoiled sometimes. We don't realize how much great stuff we have.
Now, you came from Philadelphia. I've been trying to, you know, explain the whole cheesesteak thing to Brad. So I have to ask you, Pat's or Geno's? Or are those too touristy for you?
They're tourist attractions. Pat's and Geno's are the places you go. If you've never been to Philly, you go to one of those places.
See, Brad has never had a cheesesteak in his life.
Well, I love cheesecake.
Cheese steak. Yeah.
You mean there
is a
cheesesteak?
Well, Philadelphia does cheesecake too.
Well, you remember with Brian here with the cheese and the heat.
Oh, was that what it was?
Brad's not.
Well, then when you're in Philly,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you with or without whiz.
Wit or Brad? Do you want it with?
Always with.
Brad, do you want whiz on your cheesesteak?
They're going to whiz. Ask. Do I want?
Do you want a whiz on the?
I don't think I'll ever be in Philadelphia anyway, so I won't even have to ask.
So let me guess. You're more like a D'Alessandro's guy or something like that. You're off the beaten path with the cheesesteak.
Absolutely. Just like all my favorite restaurants here in Hartford are way out in the neighborhoods. You got to go off the beaten path.
All right, Chip. Thanks. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
All right.
Boy,
thank you.
He got that in.
Thanks.
He got that in.
There you go.